भव महाभाराग्नि श्रेयर तैरव चंद्रिका विद्यावीव आनंदम बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृतास्पान सर्वात्म स्नपनम परम विजयति श्री कृष्ण समुद्र I told about this last day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not wrote any book. Only this 80 slokas and also some slokas he has written. But those slokas are not yet attentive, where he has told but or not. But these 80 slokas he has written himself. He has just spoken this. These slokas are not
sadharan nahi hai.
Not ordinary slokas. They are more important than Gita. These 8 slokas are so important, more than Ved, Upanishad.
Ved has come from the nose of Kachap.
Breathing. Kachap, yeah.
Matsa or any.
Not by himself, Krishna.
Garbhudra Sai Vishnu.
Garbhudra Sai Vishnu, perhaps.
Gita he has told himself to Arjuna.
From Krishna. Gita by Lord Krishna.
Yes, just spoken. So Gita is also important. But I think that he was Dwarkadhish Krishna who told Gita. And he was sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. He was not telling for Arjuna, but showing him, he was telling for the whole world, all conditioned souls. His all teachings are jewels, especially Manmana Bhava, Madhavaku, Madhyamdi, Patiyaji, Mang Namaskuru, Man Eva Ishyasi, Kaunteya, Patijanihi, Name Bhakta Praneshati, Sarva Dharmana Pratyajamam, Ekam Sharanam Braja, Antoam Sarva Patitho Mukhe Shyam Vasucha. This is the essence of all the Vedas Upanishads. But the essence of Gita and essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is this 8 slokas told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In these slokas he has told Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. You know that in the last pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always full of separation mode. Sometimes he used to sink in webs of sea in separation mode. Sometimes at Chatak Parvat, sometimes at Jagannath Temple, sometimes to Jagannath Vatika, the garden of Jagannath Dev. Sometimes his all parts of his body were so long, sometimes like a tortoise. In any form it has been known, कहीं भी इसका वर्णन नहीं मिलता है दूसरे शास्त्रों में. प्रेम के अत्यंत निगूढ़ भाव अष्ट सात्विक इत्यादि जो भाव है किसी में नहीं देखा गया ऐसा। नेवर एनीवन सॉ ऑल दी अष्ट सात्विक भाव व्यभिचारी भाव इन एनीवन इवन ए पंडित लाइक इवन ए स्कॉलर लाइक साधवम भट्टाचार्य he could not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that I have read in books but I have never seen the symptoms of Ashtasattvik Bhav, Vyabhichari Bhav in anyone in this world. Even all these symptoms were not disclosed in Srimad Bhagavata also. I think that all these modes were in Srimati Radhika Ji. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took down. And at that time in Gambhira, Swami Sarup Damodara Ramananda were consolating him like Lalita and Vishakha. Once he was weeping so bitterly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I cannot be saved. Oh Krishna, come at once, otherwise I am dying." He was bitterly weeping in the midnight, Sat Damoda and Rai Ramananda were there. They were telling the slokes, reciting so many slokes, helpful for that mood. Gopinda was weeping and telling that why these two persons are coming here and making weep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They should go at once. Unko bhi chala jana chahiye. Us samay mein Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji in shlokon ka rasaspadan karte the aur Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda is shlokon ko Mahaprabhu ji ko suna karke aur iske anurup Chandidas Vidyapati हित गोविंद जगन्नाथ बल्लभ श्रीमद भागवत के श्लोक राजपंच अध्याय के श्लोक इत्यादि के द्वारा महाप्रभु को तरह तरह से सांत्वना देते थे। इस समय महाप्रभु जी बड़े दुखी हो रहे थे। ही वाज सो नॉट अनहैप्पी फीलिंग सो मच सेपरेशन। हाँ कृष्ण है रिवार है रिवार सब दामोदर सॉ दैट ही सो वीपिंग feeling so separation. He told that, "Oh, Krishna is here in your heart. Why you are so anxious and why you are so worried? He is always, he cannot go out of your heart. Oh, he is here, here, here." And telling this, he took his hands and began to chirna. "Oh, I will see here just now. Oh, he is here and when his nerves he began to hear at once Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda. They unke hath ko pakad diya. They caught his hands. They could not console it. At that time these eight slokes in so many good explanations they were testing eight slokes from sambandh gyan and prem prayojan last asli swapadatang pinastman adarsanan marhatan karoti va yatha tatha vidatha tulam pato They used to test all these slokes. Mahabhav, Rasaraj Bhav, like Chaitanya Krishna and Radhika. So these are not ordinary slokes. We should try to hear the explanations of these eight slokes. Beginning from Cheto Darpan Marjanam and finishing Asli Swapadaratam Pinastumangu Darshan. So everything
all rushes, especially the mood of Srimati Radhika, Gopi's mood, everything is there. So in the last of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has added these 8 strokes and is explained. I wanted to explain it daily, but we are going here and there, and we have no such time that we can explain. And we are, I am not also so much qualified to explain all these strokes. But I know that these are sar of also Gita and Bhagavat also. And also the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Swarupa Damodar has explained something in his or ki hai? Karcha. Something. And it was in the Raghunath Das Goswami. And from Raghunath Das Krishna was inspired all these things. So he has explained something. He has told Cheto Darpanam Arjanam at first. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has wrote explanation named Sanmodan Bhashya. Who is Sanmodan? Sat. Who is Sat? They are Sat. Sat Namoda, Raya Ramananda. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all our disciples, Acharya. For their modan, for their pleasing, he has written this. If there was no Sanmodan Bhashya, then we could not have known all these things which he has written. So many good things, it has not इसको अच्छी तरह से खोला नहीं है. वेदों शास्त्रों में भी, श्रीमद् भागवत तत्व में भी, किसी भी ग्रंथों में भी नहीं दिखा गया. यहाँ तक रूप गोस्वामी के ग्रंथों में भी इसका पूरा समाधान नहीं मिलता. जीव तत्व इत्यादि के संबंध में भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी भी कम नहीं है इसी तरह से. इसलिए उन्होंने ऐसे तत्वों को प्रकाश किया है. उन्होंने इसमें लिखा जो उस दिन मैं बतला रहा था कल परसों. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी इस जगत के नहीं है. ही इज नॉट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड. ही इज कमल मंजरी, वन ऑफ द मोस्ट beloved of Srimati Radhika. Somewhere it has been told that Bhakti Vinod Thakur Gadadhar Pandit ke prakash hai. Pranam mantra mein hai. So you can understand it well, that who was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is telling that the souls here are Tatastha Sakti. Ye Tatastha Sakti se utpanna hai. Is jagat mein jitne bhi baddha jeev hain, ye log golok Vrindavan ke nahi rahne wale hain, ya Vaikunth ke rahne wale nahi hain. Ye sabhi Tatastha Sakti se utpanna hai. इसीलिए वो कह रहे हैं जीव गोस्वामी का तत्व संदर्भ से लेकर के कह रहे हैं एकम एव परम तत्वम स्वभाविका स्वभाविकी अचिंत शक्त्या सर्वदा स्वरूप तद्रूप वैभव जीव प्रधान रूपेण चतुर्धा अवतिष्ठते. एंड ही हैज आल्सो एडेड लाइक सूर्य सूर्यांतर सूर्य मंडल तेज इव तत्प्रति छवि रूपेण. ही हैज रिटन श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर दैट एकम एव परम तत्त्वम स्वभाविका चिंता शक्त्या. कृष्ण इज one without second.
Paramatattva ek hai. Unme achinta shakti hai. Abhadan padhan patyasi shakti wale hai. Krishna is not nirvishesh, not nirakar, not negative. Krishna is always full of so many ananta shakti, and ananta shakti is not ananta shakti, but parashakti is one, and parashakti vividhaya sruyate, ethi parashakti koti koti shaktiyon ke roop mein prakashit hoti hai. Jab jaisa karya karti hai uska naam aisa ho jata hai. Parashakti is one shakti. Krishna is one, so his shakti is one, and she is called parashakti. But it manifests in so many lakhs and lakhs way. Ladini shakti, sambit shakti, sandini shakti, chit shakti, jiv shakti, maya shakti, swat, chit, ananda, gyan, bal, kriya. Chit shakti, tatasa shakti, ya jara shakti, tase lakh rupo mein isme vatsalya kripa shakti, aishwarya shakti, in lakhs way he is manifest. Isliye parasha shakti vividha suyate swabhav ki gyan bal yacha. So by this, Krishna has come like Swarup. Swarup means Swayang Rup. And he is Krishna in Vrindavan, son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and his beloved of all the gopis, especially of Sri Krishna. Having flow, peak of feathers, Tribhanga Lalit. And Lalit, Dhir Lalit Nayak. Dwarkadhish, Mathuresh, Baladev Prabhu, all the avatars, they are Tadrup Vaibhav. But as a Tattva one, and the jivas, achinta bheda bhed, they are not different from Krishna and Pradhan. Pradhan means Maya. From which this material world is manifested. He has given a instance, an instance of Swarup like sun, Tadrup Vaibhav, Surya Mandal, and Jeev Rashmi, rays of sun, not rays. In rays, the particles are like Jeev. And after that, Pradhan Desh, Pratichabi. So, in this, Baddhaji, jiva are of two kinds, mukta and baddha. Mukta and baddha. Mukta, out of maya, always serving Krishna and his tadrup vaibhav. Jitne unka tadrup vaibhav hai, unka Aditya Adi mein bhi seva karte hain, aur wahan bhi, Golok Vrindavan mein. Siddha,
liberated soul,
that they are the manifestations of Baldev Prabhu, coming from Baldev Prabhu.
and serving Krishna there. They cannot come here in Maya. Only they can come with Krishna to play his pastimes. And again they go, return. But they are not controlled by Maya, conditioned souls. They will never return as a conditioned soul. The servants of Vaikuntha and Tadru Vaiva, Vaman, Trivikram, Narayan, and all others, they are not conditioned souls also. They cannot come and be controlled by Maya. Only the jivas coming from Karnabdishai Vishnu on Tatastha line by Tatastha Shakti. These are conditioned souls. We are among them. In them also there are two kinds of jivas. One just coming from Narayan, Karnabdishai Narayan, Tatastha Shakti. If they are looking towards Vaikuntha, they at once are empowered by Parashakti and they go to serve Krishna. And these jivas who never saw and they saw towards Maya, looking and facing towards Maya, they were at once charmed to Maya, and we are all these things. One thing he is telling, that even we are Baddhaji, but we had a shape, very, very beautiful shape. We have all the qualities that we can serve Krishna. Only it is covered with Maya, not destroyed. Ye nashta nahi ho jata, kintu Maya ke dwara cover mein ho jata hai. Jab is jagat mein avtaran karta hai, to Guru Vaishnava ki kripa se bhakti lata bij paakar, puna भगवान का नाम कीर्तन श्रवण इत्यादि करते 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 हरि कथा का श्रवण करते हैं, उनमें दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा उत्पन्न होती है. इन देम बाय हियरिंग हरि कथा एंड रीडिंग बुक शास्त्र वेद उपनिषद भागवत एंड पुराण, टू काइंड्स ऑफ श्रद्धा देयर आर. वन शास्त्र अवधारणामयी, वन एंड अनदर इज लोभमयी श्रद्धा. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी ऐसे स्पष्ट करके लिखते हैं, ये सब पहले कहीं नहीं लिखा. विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी ने भी रूप गोस्वामी की बातों को समझाने के लिए बहुत ही सुंदर माधुर्य कादंबिनी इत्यादि में लिखा है. उस सब के पढ़े बिना हम लोग भक्ति लाइन में प्रवेश करना बड़ा भारी कठिन है. कुछ लोग माधुर्य कादंबिनी इत्यादि ग्रंथों को या भक्ति गोस्वामी सिंधु बिंदु इत्यादि को समझ लेते हैं, जैसे रसशास्त्र में प्रवेश करने के लिए वो है. रसशास्त्र के एक तरह से बिना व्याकरण के ही थोड़ा थोड़ा हम लोग जान सकते हैं, इसलिए उसको छूते नहीं है, पढ़ते ही नहीं है. किंतु उन लोगों ने हम लोगों जैसे व्याकरण नहीं जानने वाले लोगों के लिए भी उसमें रुचि पैदा करने के लिए अथवा थोड़ा सा लोभ पैदा करने के लिए ये सब ग्रंथों का प्रकाशन किया है. इसलिए हम लोगों को इन सब चीजों को पढ़ना चाहिए, अध्ययन करना चाहिए वैष्णवों के साथ में. नहीं तो भागवत में हम लोग प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते हैं, चैतन्य चरितामृत में हम लोग नहीं प्रवेश कर सकते हैं. इसलिए उन्होंने लिखा जो दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा होती है, देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ श्रद्धा. विदाउट श्रद्धा वी कैनॉट इंटर इन भक्ति इन एनी केस. व्हाट इज दैट श्रद्धा? कृष्ण भक्ति कैले सर्व कर्म कृत है. श्रद्धा शब्द विश्वास का है, सुदृढ़ निश्चय. गुरु जो कुछ कहते हैं, गुरु भी ऐसा होना चाहिए. गुरु सर भी ऑल्सो बनाफाइड दैट फॉर्ट ही टेल्स इट इज ट्रू टू एक्सटेंट. सो टू हैव ए श्रद्धा टू शास्त्र हरि गुरु वैष्णव, फॉर टू अवर गुरु देव इज टेलिंग इट ट्रू टू एक्सटेंट, नॉट लेस देन वेदाज उपनिषद एंड श्रीमद भागवतम. वेद उपनिषद एंड श्रीमद भागवत गुरुजी's टीचिंग्स एंड वैष्णव टीचिंग्स आर सेम. चित्ते ते करिया ऐक्य आर ना करी हमने आशा. साधु गुरु साधु, शास्त्र वाक्य ना, साधु गुरु शास्त्र वाक्य, दिस आर थ्री वन. But we will have to see, decide something here. If Veda Shastra are telling one thing, and Guru and Vaishnava are telling one thing, combine their telling, then we will have to give up that Shastra, Shastra Vakya. Because we are not understanding the sub and essence of that Veda Upanishad. So we should try to understand Veda Upanishad by the help of Guru and Vaishnava. But sometimes if Sadhu, Vaishnava and Shastra is telling something and Guru is telling something, then we'll have to decide what is true. Then we'll have to give up that Guru Bhakti also. Because they are Sadhu, Sadhu and Vaishnava like Shiksha Guru. And Shastri is also like Shiksha Guru, they are telling. So we should know, we should try to understand why our Gurudev is telling like this. We can ask him, what is the explanation he is telling this thing? It may be that he will be Uttam Adhikari, we are not understanding. Otherwise he is not Kanishtha Adhikari yet, and he is telling like this. So we should try to understand all these things. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that Shraddha of two kinds. The Pratham Shraddha, to have very strong belief in Shastra, that without Krishna Bhajan we cannot cross birth and death, sufferings and sorrow and this world. So must obey this Shastra. If you are not doing Bhajan, you will have to go to hell for lakhs and lakhs births. That is why we should try to follow Shastra and do Bhajan. This is called Shastra Avadharanamayi Shabda. That is, it gives Vaidhi Bhakti. A pravritti comes, pravritti means
tendency.
Tendency comes in the sadhak that we should try to do Bhajan, otherwise we will go to hell. And another kind of Shraddha, that should be some impression of past births.
Past birth impression.
Impression. And by this, easily we can have an association of bhakts, pure bhakts. Hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam explanations from bona fide Vaishnava, Rashik, Tattvagya Vaishnava, love comes, a greed comes, that I want to serve Krishna like Sakha Sridham Subal, Achitrak Patrak like Dasya, like Hanuman to Ramchandra. Sometimes we have some greed, like Rukuni Shatbhama to serve them. Sometimes Maya Jasoda and Nanda Baba, as Vatsalaras, a greed comes that I should serve him Krishna like this. And sometimes it may come that we should serve like gopis, Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is more better, but it is rare. In this, if the pravritti, tendency has come in our heart, either of Shastra Avadharanamayi or Lobhamayi. If you are not availing Sadhu Sangha, no association of Shuddha Vaishnava Tattagya, then they will dry. And at once they will be lifeless. And Shraddha, which was coming in our heart, go away. So always we will have to hear Harikatha in the association of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnava and Guru. Otherwise this Shraddha will go. So by this, hearing and hearing, Shraddha will come, anartha will go, we will know that what is anartha, what is offences, and we should be very careful for this, and at last, nishtha will come, and after nishtha, asakti, ruchi, and bhava will come. The bhakti of bhav are very rare. You know that Billo Mangal, Bharat Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, in his last career, they have received bhav in their hearts. In bhav there are two kinds of bhav. We know that Billo Mangal, and other we know Bhaktiras, Radharas Sudhanidhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati. There is some, both are same, but there are some vaishishta, specialities. Prabodhananda Saraswati was inclined always
towards
Srimati Radhika, glorifying always Radhika. How he was glorifying? Yat king karish bausa khaluka kubani nityam parasya purusha sasi khanda bole jasya kadar sinhe vishubhanu jaya tatakhel kunja bhavanam ganamar janis. He always sees that Krishna is always pleasing Srimati Radhika. And another hand, Billo Mangal. Srimati Radhika is always pleasing to Krishna. There is prominency of Krishna, not of Srimati Radhika. But in Prabodhananda Saraswati, prominency of... Because Prem is Prayojan, so he is looking towards Prem, whose Prem is superior. And that is why he is like telling so. So everything we will find in this sixth shastak. We will try to begin it from tomorrow. Gaur Prema Anande. You should be prepared to... Just we are going to give parikrama of Gaur. Abhi hum log Gaur ban mein parikrama karne ke liye bhi ja rahe hain. Aap abhi log...